Hi, Nancy here. Happy Wednesday. Thanks for listening to this week's nutrition tip. I hope you're having a good heart healthy month at the month of February. And I'm going to continue talking about things that might impact heart health. And since this is the month of chocolate treats related to Valentine's Day, I want to talk about chocolate. And is it really a health food? Well, the candy manufacturers like Mars would like you to think so. They have sponsored some studies that say, hey, you know what, if you eat dark chocolate, it's filled with flavanols and it's going to help your heart. Well, that may or may not be true. Most of the studies are observational studies, which don't prove cause and effect. However, we do know that dark chocolate is rich in flavanols, and flavanols act like an antioxidant in the body and thus can help with heart health. We also know that dark chocolate contains fiber, and fiber is good for the gut. So, if we really want to know, though, we need a clinical trial. And there was a clinical trial launched about 4 years ago. It's called COSMOS. And they are just wrapping up the first phase. And I think the next phase is they're going to be looking at the data and seeing how the intervention of taking cocoa supplements had any effect at all. So more on that as the data comes out. But in the meantime, here's what we want to know about. First of all, you could start, if you want to increase the chocolate in your diet, with cocoa powder. Cocoa powder is produced by fermenting, roasting, and crushing cocoa beans into a paste. Then the manufacturer removes the fat and dries it into a fine powder. Avoid Dutch chocolate because it's been treated with alkali and that reduces the flavanol content. So look for just ordinary unsweetened cocoa powder, naturally processed. Now, dark chocolate is classified as 70% cacao or higher, but that rating isn't always accurate. And it could be a little bit misleading on the amount of flavanols that are available. But there is an actual cocoa that has a significant amount, and it's called Cocovia. And it contains 375 milligrams of flavanol, but it's in a capsule form. I really prefer to eat my nutrients rather than eat them and get them in a capsule. And we do know that flavanols are widely spread through the vegetable and fruit world, especially the purple and red colored vegetables and fruits. So just include those in your diet. And you want to treat chocolate as just that, as a treat. And recognize that if you are going to consume chocolate, it needs to fit in your overall caloric balance. And it is something to enjoy mindfully and be aware that you're having it, not just eat it on the run. So I hope you have a healthy, happy heart month. And tune in next week when I give you another tip on nutrition for the heart. Have a great day.